Let the insults begin. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember when Jeb Bush said this?
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
Oh, how Ted Cruz wishes that were true. Although, on the plus side, it appears that getting trounced in Indiana means that he and Donald can finally be friends again. Mr. Trump suddenly had nothing but nice things to say.
Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me.
Let's see. You called him Lion Ted about 100 times and accused his father of being with Lee Harvey Oswald right before the Kennedy assassination. Yeah, he probably wants to kiss you on the lips.
But he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough guy. And he has got an amazing future.
Yes, as a footnote in a Wikipedia article. But at least Ted finally has a friend in the Republican Party. Anyway, that leaves Hillary Clinton. And the big question is, will she out-insult Donald Trump? Can she out-insult him? Let's go back to 2008, when Hillary Clinton was facing an upstart senator.
I will bring a lifetime of experience, and Senator Obama will bring a speech that he gave in 2002.
Not feeling the burn. How about this?
You know, lifting whole passages from someone else's speeches is not change you can believe in. It's change you can Xerox. And I just don't think...
Kind of canned. How about this?
Enough with the speeches and the big rallies. This is wrong. So shame on you, Barack Obama.
That's a little better. Maybe if we give it to the guys in post-production. Guys, can you take that clip and kind of trump it up?
This is wrong. So you, Barack Obama.
There you go. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.